Good morning. The government's controversial new energy policy will come into force as planned tomorrow. Yesterday, the opposition PP called on ministers to drop the measures, which will require businesses to restrict air conditioning to no cooler than 27 degrees in the summer and limit heating to below 19 degrees in the winter. The measure applies to airports, bars, cinemas, railway stations, shopping centres, theatres and hotels. Although ministers say there is leeway for restaurant kitchens, gyms and nightclubs. The government also wants shops to make sure that storefronts go dark from 10 p.m. local time. A spokesman for the PP said the Prime Minister was acting unilaterally and that he was not interested in consensus. The Environment Minister confirmed the government would continue as planned to enforce the policy. Teresa Ribera held talks with the leaders of the country's 17 regions over the energy-saving measures yesterday. The online meeting was called to align the policy and clear up any doubts, according to the government. But the PP Mayor of Madrid, Isabel Díaz Ayuso, says the policy will put off tourists and that she does not plan to enforce the measure in the capital. Spain is trying to reduce its energy use by 7% ahead of what the European Union predicts could be a difficult winter for energy supplies due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The state railway operator Renfe suspended high-speed trains between Madrid and Barcelona for 5 hours yesterday after cables were stolen. Local police said a 19-year-old man was detained after he was found close to the train tracks near Santa Oliva in Catalonia. More arrests were possible. Renfe established an alternative train route bypassing the high-speed network to take travellers from the capital to Barcelona. Dozens of flights were disrupted yesterday as Ryanair crew launched their third strike of the year, one that could last all year. The latest industrial action will run for 5 months until January the 7th, with stoppages every week from Monday to Thursday. The strike comes on a call from the trade unions after negotiations with the management of the Irish low-cost carrier failed last month. Staff will continue to perform minimum services during the weekly stoppages, a condition enforced by the government to shield 85% of Ryanair's flights from major disruptions. At least 10 flights were cancelled and 51 delayed at various airports yesterday, including several international ones. The most affected airports were Palma de Mallorca, Malaga and Barcelona. Spain has never had a month as hot as July in more than six decades, so the National Weather Office, AMET, said yesterday. For the first time since weather records started back in 1961, July registered an average temperature of 25.6 degrees Celsius. That was 2.7 degrees Celsius above the recorded average value for any month of July. To the north in France, last month was the driest July since measurements began in 1959. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.